Welcome to Deep Fat Fried. So have you guys seen that our intro literally syncs up perfectly with the Pokemon song, fucking yes. theme song?
Yeah, you sent that to us. I didn't respond to you on principle.
Yeah.
It ruined my day.
It really fucked my day up, too. I was like, man, no. Why? Of all the songs. I mean, every song we've ever played with our intro seems to kind of work. But that one works ridiculously. Like, every beat that it needs to hit, it hits. It's like fucking Pink Floyd, fucking
the Dark Side,
of the Moon and Wizard of Oz level.
You know,
fucking
in this
shit.
Instance, though, it is a sign that we were able to come up with and make happen kind of our original concept,
which is
was,
like a cart. We wanted right. like a fucking
because
Saturday morning cartoon style intro.
That Gotta Catch 'Em All song shares attributes with a ton of cartoon songs that came before it. There was definitely a standard to a good cartoon opening song. And, yeah, we managed to hit that with Deep Fat Fried.
Deep Fat Fried.
Fry 'em all.
I mean, the repetition deep is totally, you know what I mean? It's on point with a lot of that shit. Look at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They just repeated it over and over again. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean? It just, so that, we hit that.
They had some other lyrics in there, though.
We hit the length pretty perfect.
1 minute, yeah.
Yeah. It's about what the intro to all these fucking cool-ass cartoons were.
It says Adam Sandler has signed a $275 million deal with Netflix to make 4 more films with them.
They must be some kind of a success for Netflix for them to keep funding it.
Well, apparently the reason they offered him his initial deal was because the movies they had of his on there were getting so streamed.
Wow.
So now he's got more. He's going to make more of his scam movies.
Is it even a scam at this point? I mean, like, they kind of just know, like, I mean, if Netflix is willing to shell out that kind of money, he must be that much of a draw.
And the evil Shredder attacks, them turtle boys don't cut him no slack.
DuckTales, you know, it's just every way. Tailspin was another one that was just basically three other words other than Tailspin.
Rescue Rangers, dude.
Yeah, Rescue Rangers, a lot of reputation. Transformers,
more than meets the eye.
Transformers. Robots and disguise.
Yeah, I held my magic sword aloft and said, by the power of Grayskull, He-Man.
Yeah. And the masters of the universe.
There were some cool ones. No, I can't really think of any that didn't have lyrics. Were there some non-lyrical intros?
let me think.
That were good. Animaniacs had a great intro.
Yeah. All those there was all those songs from like the 90s on the, like, I think it was like Kids WB or something.
Like,
All the Tiny Toon Adventures, Freakazoid, all those had intros written by the same guy.
It's all branding, though. It's like, Freakazoid, buy this fucking product now. Freakazoid. It's like, they just want you as a kid to remember, like, I like Freakazoid, or I like Animaniacs, or I like Thundercats.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'm part of a broad subset of men that you could still advertise to like that, and I would appreciate it. So, you know what I mean? My taste in that type of shit just basically hasn't changed. I'm still my 8-year-old self in that way.
Dude, you can do that for like the sex dolls. Fuck this sex doll right now. Sex doll, yep. Sex doll. Fuck it in its ass or mouth. Sex doll, yeah. Sex doll. You know, it's like.
Enter into an inadvisable loan. You know what I mean? Otherwise, you're gonna die alone. Sign on the dotted line. Sign on the dotted line.
You know?
Should be come okay. on the dotted line, dude.
All right.
Come on the dotted line if you want to fuck that robot vagina. You know?
It'll cost you more than a dime.
I love it.
But you're going to have a real good time.
Sex robot.
Yeah, they need it. Okay, I'm down with this. Yeah, start advertising shit to me with catchy
tell me it wouldn't work.
Jingles. The best part of waking up is some of that Folgers in your cup.
Come on, man. Why aren't you selling like that to me anymore?
The best part of waking
dude,
up.
You know when Folgers died to me? Because back when I was a fucking kid, they had those fucking metal tins of Folgers. Now it's like some lame plastic fucking. I was like, no, I'm done.
Metal
with you.
Tin. Bring back the metal tin.
Bring back. Look, even the.
I want the old coffee can.
The Big Lebowski, remember?
Yeah.
They poured. They fucking put. What's his name? Donnie in?
Yeah, they put iconic. Donnie in the coffee can.
It was iconic. It was an iconic
thing.
It was
a moment. You know what I mean? It's like, was it a little fucking. Hey, remember those little plastic pieces? No, they wouldn't even fucking fit the ashes in that thing.
It's metal. Bullshit. It's bull goddamn shit. Fuck you, is Folgers. What it is.
You fucking died to me that day.
Folgers is dead to us
no,
now.
No, I won't buy it, dude. I absolutely won't buy it because of that fucking reason.
You can't even get those 10 cans anymore either.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's a fucking shame, man.
What a travesty. What a fucking goddamn travesty. All right.
I'm mad, dude.
It's all right. Welcome to, this says now that's what I call edgy, but I'm calling this now that's what I call edge, volume one.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing my sunglasses inside today for
a
reason.
That's pretty edgy. That's pretty edgy.
It's edgy in itself, but it's got a reason. I don't trust TJ.
And as an edgelord, I know you were too lazy to make this graphic, because if you would have done that, you just would have put edge. So yeah. You're actually complaining about the graphic.
No, I just happened to find this.
Yeah. I get that. So
and it's pretty close to the title I already chose. So whatever.
I mean, you could have replaced
no.
Then done it yourself. But
no, I didn't want to do that.
You're just complaining, be like, no, I personally would have caught. Now that's what I call edge, not edge-y.
So don't be confused.
Fair enough, TJ.
So let's talk about the word edgy, all right? The word edgy first appeared in 1755. You know what it meant?
No.
No.
Yes.
Did it actually appear in 1755? Is that actually
yes.
true? So you're not fucking with us.
I'm not fucking with you. This is when it really literally fucking appeared.
Something sharp. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty close. It was having sharp edges. So literally it's just like a retard word. You know how idiots just add Y to things like, oh, this is real fucking.
This
tastes kind of, you know, citrusy or whatever the fuck. They just add E to things.
Yeah, something that's like.
So some dumbass was just like, man, it's got a lot of edges. It's
basically
edge-y.
Describing the word with the word.
So then by 1837, it started to take on a new meaning. It meant tense and irritable. Like, you know, on edge.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, you're on edge. You're edgy. At some point, and I don't know the exact year for this one, it also came to mean innovative and original, like the cutting edge. Oh, he's on the cutting edge. It's so edgy what he's doing. Oh, it's revolutionary. Eventually, it became a buzzword for hacks to toss around to make themselves sound innovative and original when they're actually not.
And I think edgy shit, guys.
I think this clip from MTV's Daria actually encapsulates it pretty fucking nicely. So I'm going to play this.
Angst. I'm sure Daria can tell you all about edgy. She is it, and I mean it with a capital IT.
Daria, you've barely said a word.
Yeah, Daria, tell your dad what edgy is.
As far as I can make out, edgy occurs when middle-brow, middle-age profiteers are looking to suck the energy, not to mention spending money, out of the quote-unquote youth culture. So they come up with this fake concept of seeming to be dangerous when every move they make is the result of market research and a corporate master plan.
And now Daria, ironically, would be the one called edgy.
Right.
Because basically when no one was impressed anymore with fucking jack-offs calling themselves edgy so that they could seem pretty, oh man, I'm so fucking edgy. Now it describes this guy.
It became a term of derision.
Yeah, it ended up becoming a term of derision for dudes like this, you know,
which they do exist.
Sure. Political views, fuck the system.
Yeah, went to the prestigious Kiss My Ass High.
Kiss My Ass High.
School of Hard Knocks.
His job, on, wouldn't man. You like to fucking know?
I like the political views when
bitch.
I lost it.
He's got like a necromancer's claw.
Fuck the system.
This dude's hard,
wearing a South
core,
Park
bro.
T-shirt.
Dude, when you see this dude walking down the street, you cross the fucking street, dude.
So, basically, the term now is used as a pejorative for something that is either excessively dark and depressing to the point of almost being considered humorous in its, like, over-the-topness, sort of like my old poetry. It's also used when something or someone is trying so desperately to be cool that it becomes cringeworthy. Now, those last two definitions are paraphrased from Urban Dictionary.
So, TJ, can we use it in a sentence? The Amazing Atheist is an edgy piece of shit.
Yes, that's the correct usage. So, to recap...
Damn, dude.
I'll just give you a minute to fuck on this guy if you want.
This guy, dude, TJ, let me tell you something.
Yes.
There's some guys that got to brag about how much they get laid. This is not one of those men. This is a guy that literally goes outside in women throw themselves at him. Yeah. Not even figuratively, literally.
I mean, when they see how badass he is.
666 in a crappy, poorly drawn upside down cross. Take me now!
You gotta be a pretty shitty artist to really fuck up that bad on a crucifix. I mean, it's just, I mean, come on. It's two lines. So the word edgy, to recap, went from literally being covered in edges to being tense, to being innovative, to being faux innovative, to being a fucking depressed dork in a Slayer shirt showing off their knife collection because they think it makes them intimidating. And I kind of realized when I was writing this that those dudes with all those knives and shit, like, check out my knives and look at my shuriken and here's my katana.
Yeah.
That's kind of just the male equivalent of, like, being a cat lady.
Kind of is, yeah. It's the direct inverse.
The definition of edgy I'm going to use for this show is kind of a little bit of a hybrid of these terms. So kind of what I've used is like someone who's edgy is not necessarily someone or something that's edgy is like disregards social norms, probably is antagonistic against social norms, has a certain intensity, probably a little crazy, maybe, but not necessarily to the point of it being cringy and or hilarious.
Yeah, kind of being like an outlier, but almost intentionally. Like, I'm from without the system. I am different.
So, we've talked about him before on the show, but I think it's appropriate to pay homage to the original fucking edgelord, Diogenes.
Yeah.
A personal hero.
The father of Edge.
And really, he is the... you just look at him...
No, I'm not being facetious. Really a personal
hero.
I mean,
he is the fucking father of Edge. This guy's the first edgelord. He's probably still to this day the best edgelord, if we're really honest.
I mean, dude, people peak early. Like, someone has a good idea. Like, Diogenes had a great idea. He had his little scam, and he did it for his whole fucking life. I mean, think about this.
Yeah.
Most people are edgelords. I mean, they have to kind of turn it off at a certain point, right? They kind of be like, oh, you know, my mom's here or whatever. You know, I actually want to get laid or I actually want to have a life, so I have to kind of stop this shit.
Yeah.
This guy just lived that. Like, he lived the dream of just being the edgelord, and actually just truly that was his personality.
So, the first, and probably still the best edgelord ever, was a guy named Diogenes. He was the founder of the philosophy of cynicism. It was described by Plato as the Socrates gone mad. The name of his philosophy comes from the word cynic, which is ancient Greek for, there's some dispute about this. It might have meant dog. Or it might have meant dog meat, or it might have meant dog-ish. But at any rate, it relates to dogs. And part of the reason he got this name, Diogenes was known as a friend of dogs. He loved dogs, and he lived among the street dogs and stuff. And it was, you know, people believed that he lived more like an animal than a man. So that's kind of how that got started. Diogenes lived on the streets in a barrel. He's probably the most famous homeless dude ever. In some accounts, he lived in an old bathtub. He was homeless by choice because he actually came from a very wealthy family. He was asked once what his favorite kind of wine was, and he told the person who asked, "One paid for by someone else." The only thing Diogenes owned was his barrel. He owned his robe, and he had a bowl. Now, one day, he was walking by a river, and he saw a peasant drinking water from their hands. And Diogenes, upon seeing that, threw his bowl away, deciding it was an unnecessary luxury. He's like, I don't need this shit. Why am I fucking lugging this bowl around? Apparently, he also owned a lantern, though, because... there was this story about Diogenes going around the town holding up this lamp in broad daylight, and he would get real aggressive with it. He'd, like, shine it in people's faces and shit, like, ah! You know, you're just walking down the street, some homeless, stinky reprobate fucking holds a lantern up to your face, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? And he would tell you, I'm looking for an honest man, but so far I've only found frauds and hypocrites.
Right.
So it was he would just fuck with you. He masturbated in public. He got in trouble for that.
What you called scratching his belly?
Well, no, he actually said, you know,
something like that.
Yeah, well, basically he was caught jerking off, and they're like, "How dare you?" And he's like, "You know, if only I could alleviate my hunger by simply rubbing my belly."
That's what it was. Yeah.
You know, he's like, hey, you know, if I got a need, I'm going to fucking fulfill it. If you insulted Diogenes, prepare to get pissed on. Because that was his thing. That was his go-to tactic for somebody who upset him. Yeah, if you go up to Diogenes like, you're a stinky old reprobate, he'd be like, fuck you. He'd lift up that robe, whip out his fucking cock, and piss right on your fucking feet. He don't care. He's Diogenes. One time he was at a big public theater. You know, there was a play going on or something. And Diogenes, he just fucking whips out his ass and takes a shit right there in front of everybody. He's just like, yeah, this play sucks. I'm going to take a shit.
Dude, he sounds like the fucking, like, Greek, fucking ancient Greek Gigi Allen, dude.
Basically.
He just did not give a fuck. I mean, taking a shit in the theater. And he got away with it, too.
Yeah, so he ate in the marketplace, which doesn't sound like a big deal to you or me, but apparently it was a big taboo then. Don't eat in the marketplace. It's like a fucking rule. And people would confront him about it and be like, hey, that's offensive. How dare you eat in the marketplace? I don't know what the fucking logic behind that being a taboo was, but apparently it was. And his response was basically just like, you know, fuck you. I eat when I'm hungry. If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. If I'm horny, I'm going to jerk off.
Yep.
I'm going to do what I need to do. Any fucking need I have, I'm going to fucking fulfill it in the moment, right then and there, with zest and zeal. That's how I feel.
I mean, some people must have been feeding this dude.
He had fans. I mean, he had his fans. He was well-liked. You know, people were amused by him. He was a funny fucking dude. And people thought, you know, people admired his, because, like, look, he was, even though he founded cynicism, what he really was ascetic. Asceticism? I think I'm pronouncing that right. I could be fucking it up, but basically, it's just like, I don't need luxury. I don't need material wealth and possessions and shit.
Yeah, we don't need any sort of material.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't want that. I don't need that. All I need is my barrel to shelter me from the rain. And I thought I needed a bowl, but I don't. And I guess I need a toga just so, because I'm not all permitted to just walk around naked everywhere. And that's basically it.
I don't see how much simpler, more simply you could possibly live.
So people kind of admired that he was committed to actually living his philosophy. He didn't like people who talked about their philosophy ad nauseum. He was like all about action, not words. But he was also a heckler. He would heckle Plato. Most famously, and we've talked about it here before, but it's worth relaying again. Plato attempted to characterize humanity using the definition of his teacher Socrates. Humans were, in his word, featherless bipeds. On hearing the news, Diogenes brought a plucked chicken to the academy, announcing that he had found Plato's human.
So he's a troll.
Yeah, he just shows up. He's like, oh, featherless biped, huh? All right, here's a fucking chicken with no feathers. Look, it's a human. Look, everybody, I brought a human. And Plato actually had to walk it back. He's like, all right, Diogenes is right. He won the fucking argument. And the academics were forced to revise their definition of human to flat-nailed featherless biped. Still seems a pretty inadequate definition, but what the fuck ever. Diogenes is rumored to have had a few different encounters with Alexander the Great.
Now, is this just like folklore?
With a character like Diogenes, almost I would say certainly that you probably have to really question what actually happened and what didn't. I mean, who knows if this guy even really existed?
Yeah, that's what I was going to point out.
There's no 100% proof of this dude's existence.
I mean, how could you prove him?
None of his writings survive, so we don't know if he actually existed or whatever. He might just be a mythical figure, or he might be an actual historical personage, but at any rate, some of the stuff you hear about him probably is not true. So he encountered Alexander the Great. Alexander saw Diogenes picking through a pile of human bones. And Alexander's like, what are you doing? And Diogenes said, I'm searching for the bones of your father, but cannot distinguish them from the bones of his slave.
Okay.
In other words, you know.
Right.
He's just like, you know, fuck you. You think you're so special, you rich cocksucker. Get out of here. At one point, Alexander, who was apparently impressed with Diogenes, was like, Diogenes, any wish that you have, I'll use any of my powers at my disposal to make it happen. And he told Diogenes to step out of his sunlight, or he told Alexander to step out of his sun. Just like, yeah, you're in my light. Get out of my way. That's all I need from you. Get out of here.
Just ballsy.
And another story, Alexander said, you know, was like, if I could be anyone on earth other than Alexander the Great, I'd be Diogenes. And Diogenes is like, if I could be anyone on earth, I'd be everyone but you. You'd be the last on my list. Fuck you. And another anecdote passed down through history is that Diogenes was taken prisoner by pirates on a trip to the island of Aegina? I don't know. Diogenes and the other prisoners weren't given enough food, even though the pirates intended to sell them as slaves. So Diogenes basically went to his captors and like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're going to sell sheep, wouldn't you want to fatten them up to get the highest price? So the pirates are like, yeah, that's actually logical. So they started giving the prisoners more food. The slaves were taken to Crete to be sold at auction. One man was, one of the slaves was clearly upset by this. Diogenes just told him, you know, yeah, you got to take life as it comes, whatever. Slaves were usually asked where they came from and what their skills were. After making fun of the auctioneer and the audience, Diogenes noted that his skills were teaching values to people. Spotting a well-dressed man in the audience, Diogenes said, that man could use a master. Sell me to him.
I don't care if it's made up or if it's real, dude.
The well-dressed man, Xenaetes, appreciated Diogenes' sense of humor. He bought Diogenes, who went with him to his home in Corinth. Diogenes became an instructor to Xenaetes' son, who loved their teacher. Diogenes refused offers of ransom for his release by his friends. Some versions of the story have Diogenes living out the rest of his life in Xenaetes' house since he died in Corinth.
So he basically discovered that like maybe the best way to get his basic needs attended to was to be a slave.
And he's like, eh, it's kind of, eh, it makes sense for me. Whatever.
You know, I don't need the monetary stuff. Just put some food in my mouth.
Yeah, and you know,
give me a barrel to sleep in.
Yeah, he gets the
and,
fucking.
And he worked as a teacher, and that was basically what he did.
That's what he fucking. It seems that's what he cared about. Ultimately, at the end of his life, it's like, you know what? I'm going to pass on my fucking cynicism to a whole new generation.
I don't, like I said, I don't know how much of the Diogenes story is true. Maybe all of it's true. Maybe none of it's true. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. But
I mean, look. That's not why these stories are remembered.
At any rate, interesting fucking tale. So now I'm actually going to make you guys play a game.
Okay.
So I'm going to, I've got a little score sheet here. Grindcore bands. We're going to do the offensive grindcore band name alphabet.
Okay.
Okay.
Because grindcore bands seem to like really offensive, edgy names. So it seems to be a staple of the genre. So for each letter of the alphabet, I have picked a super offensive or disgusting grindcore band name for each letter of the alphabet.
Okay.
So here is what your guys' task is going to be. You're going to take turns by letter, and you guys are going to try to, before I tell you the actual band name, give me, you got to try to beat it. You got to try to put out something that's edgier and more offensive for each letter.
I'm going to fail, dude.
Than these motherfuckers do.
Okay. I can do it.
Paul feels confident. Scotty feels not so confident.
Oh, man, I don't know. There's some serious edge to these kind of bands.
Yes.
Now, it can be multiple words, right?
You can make it as long as you want.
Now, the only rules are you can take a second to think about it, but you can't sit there for like fucking 2 minutes coming up with like, you know, whatever the fuck crazy shit. It's got to be reasonably quick, you think of it. Okay. So I'm going to tell you this, even though you would think that it would be even, I'm going to tell you this, whoever goes second is going to have a disadvantage. I can't tell you why yet. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But whoever goes second, so I think you guys should do a round of Trump, Bernie, Hillary to decide, you know.
Trump, Bernie, Hillary?
Yeah.
How does that work?
What's that?
This is Trump. This is Bernie. This is Hillary.
Oh, okay.
So this is Trump.
Yeah, it's paper, rock, scissors with different words. Just do it.
This is fucking Bernie. Yes. This is fucking Hillary. Yeah. All right. right.
All right, ready?
Okay, ready?
One, two, shoot.
You guys, that was way delayed. All right.
Yes, I did not
cheat. So the rhythm of it is, no. All right. One, two, three, shoot. That's okay, do it. Okay. All right.
One, two, three, shoot.
I couldn't tell. What did you have? Was that both scissors?
Yeah.
Both
one,
Bernies?
Two, three, shoot.
Okay, that was off again. You guys got to start at the same time. I mean, I've never seen anyone worse at fucking paper, rock, scissors than this.
I'm playing it.
All right.
I'm fucking doing it, man.
All right. If you guys
always flip a coin.
If you guys can't fucking get this right this time, I'm just going to fucking...
We're doing it.
We're doing it, man.
All right, okay. Do it.
One, two, three.
What?
It was one, two, three, shoot.
One, two, three, shoot. Just do it, all right?
Okay.
All right, now.
One, two, three, shoot.
All right.
We did it at the same time.
Fine. Fair enough.
I was literally looking over here.
Okay. All right, Scotty, I guess you go first.
I'm going first, dude. All right.
All right, so A, go.
Okay, asshole, rape, kill, corpse churning, monkey, fuck, faggot, nigger, 9,000.
The actual name is anal desecrating penis mutilation.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like they beat you because theirs flow a little better. So sure. I'm not going to give you a point.
Fuck you.
B.
Butt fuck bonanza.
The actual name is bitch splitter.
Bitch splitter.
Yours is more fun, but theirs I feel like is edgier. No points.
No points awarded.
Scotty C.
Okay, cunt killer galore.
The actual one is cunt of depravity. Cunt killer galore is actually more misogynistic. So I'm going to give you a point.
Sweet.
So Paul D.
Double dicking dad.
All right. The actual name is, and these are all actual bands, by the way, Disfigured Bitch. I think you brought an incest angle in there. I like that. We're going to give you a point.
Yeah.
You were at least the equal of it.
Okay, good.
All right, so Scotty E.
Elephantitis Dick Destroyer.
Ooh,
That's pretty good.
Engorged Anal Tumor is the actual band name. And you'll be sad to know, by the way, Engorged Anal Tumor has split up. So.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, I'll give you a point. That was pretty good. Paul F.
Faggot fuck freaks.
Force-fed human shit.
I gotta go with them.
I think...
I don't know.
I think they beat you on that.
Yeah, I have to concede that one.
All right, Scotty G.
Let's see.
Hurry up.
Fuck, dude. No, I have nothing super edgy. Fuck.
Do.
Gutting. Do. Fucking.
All right, you failed.
I failed.
I want to steal.
Go ahead.
I want an opportunity to steal.
Hold on. Let me decide. Okay. You've had too long to think about it.
No. All right, fine.
Oh man.
I'll fuck it. Go ahead.
Dude, if he's
go
got something good.
Gorging on mom's cunt.
I like it.
I'm going for the incest angle again.
All right, I'm going to give it to you. It was gut thrusting torment.
I think I beat it.
You definitely beat it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Scotty H. Oh wait, no. I guess it's Paul's turn. It's Paul. You confused me. Paul H.
Hand job for the friar.
Humanity fucked to gore. Humanity. I think they beat you on that.
Yes,
one.
They did.
Scotty, I.
Let's see. Oh, shit, dude.
Come up with something.
I fucking kill TJ's head in. I don't know.
Okay, you lose. Incurable misogyny.
I don't think I would have beat it anyways.
Paul, J.
I mean, I just know one. It's Jack Off Jill. I'll throw it out there.
No, you got to come up with your own.
Because that's the one that it is.
No, it's not.
That's double points.
Nope.
Let's see. Jumping into a pool of razor blades.
Jeffrey Dahmer cookbook.
Okay, they beat me.
Scotty K.
Killer clowns killing kids.
It's kill the whore. Killer clowns killing kids. I'll give you a point.
Not one of the best ones.
Yeah, because Kill the Whore is not that creative either.
Yeah, it isn't.
Paul L.
L. I don't know, man. Lifting Larry's nutsack.
Lifelong Virginity.
I mean,
I thought I liked that one because it really drove. As I started listening to these names, I'm like, is this like incel music?
That does. I'm shocked at that one. I mean, they beat me for sure.
Scotty M.
Murder All the Bitches.
Machete Dildo. I think Machete Dildo has you beat.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Paul, Machete Dildo wins that one.
You get N, and if you get this one directly, I'll give you 2 points. Because it just think about who you are.
Okay. I don't know, dude. I pass. I can't do N.
Nuclear Holocaust, Paul.
Oh.
I mean, it's not you're that edgy, rooted though. For outcome.
It's not all that edgy.
Scotty O.
Say O. Ornate Dildo Starship.
Ornate Dildo Starship. Orgy for Satan.
Okay.
They win.
Paul, I don't think you're going to win this one, but go ahead. P.
Pogo. I don't know. I don't know, dude.
You got to come up with some. Come on.
pogo stick pulverizers.
Scotty, do you want to steal?
Yeah, you want to steal?
Pogo stick pulverizers.
Pogo stick pulverizers. Pile of maggot infested viscera.
That's more edgy.
My head's not in the game.
Scotty, Q.
Fuck you, damn. Dude, what fucking begins with a Q even? Fuck. When you're under the gun, I can't think of anything begins with a fucking Q.
Paul, you want to steal it?
Yep. Quake kills kindergarten.
Cool.
The actual one is Queef Hunter.
Queef Hunter. Oh,
I think
damn.
Yours is actually edgier, so I'm going to go ahead and give you a point.
Sick. Sick.
Scotty, R.
No, it's Paul.
Oh, sorry. Paul, R.
Rampaging Dildo Destroyer.
Rape This Day.
Okay, they win.
All right. S. Scotty, I guess?
Satan enslaves humanity. Oh, fuck, that sucks. Satan something.
All right, so this one's kind of fun. Servant Girl Annihilator. And what's fun about this is there's two of them.
Oh, there's two
Servant
bands.
Girl Annihilator. Not to be confused with Servant Girl Annihilator from Austin, Texas. And then here's Servant Girl Annihilator from Austin, Texas. Not to be confused with Servant Girl Annihilator from Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Wow. Wow.
I just can't believe there's two bands running around calling themselves Servant Girl Annihilator.
Well.
Neither of you get a point for that, by the way.
No.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's Scotty's.
No, he got S.
Okay.
It's your turn. T.
Total fucking rape.
That's good.
You got the first word right.
Yeah.
It's total anal infection. I'm going to give you a point.
It's pretty good.
You're pretty close. You're on the right fucking track. Scotty, you.
Okay. Umbrella vulva smear.
Umbrella vulva smear. Umbilical fetal strangulation.
Oh, they win, damn it.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Paul.
I can't be with
V.
Victorious nun slaying.
No, that's pretty good. The actual name is vaginal incest, though.
Oh.
Oh, damn. They went full incest, dude.
Wow.
Scotty, W.
Let's see. W. War crimes for the children.
War crimes for the children. All right. What's edgier between war crimes for the children or wheelchair, 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 wheelchair?
I think I've got to win that. That's fucking so repetitive.
There's that one is pretty bad.
All right. Mine's not great, but that one's just nothing.
Paul, X.
Extreme shit eating.
Paul, you were never going to win an X. I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell you guys what the band name is that starts with X yet. We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Because it is a name unto itself. Scotty, why?
You will watch as I kill you or something. You will watch as I die. Some shit like that. You will watch as I die.
You will watch as I die.
Yeah.
The actual name is Your Kid's on Fire. Hmm. Theirs kind of has a comedic tone to it.
Also sounds like it could be a Christian band.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and give the point to Scotty.
Sweet.
So, Paul, if you get this one, you tie. If you don't, you lose. Z.
Zipper caught my nutsack.
Ooh.
The actual name is Zombie Bitch Slaughter. I think you lose, Paul.
I think I do.
Zombie Bitch Slaughter. All right. Well, let's go back to X, which is really probably what tripped Paul up worse than anything, because he was pretty close. By the way, the final score was 5-4. This is the band. The band name is Zavlegmafacitimualnutroabquapmualfix.
Is that actually a band?
It is.
Like, they're actually popular?
Sounds like it's in some kind of demon language.
It's not. It's actually an acronym.
What?
Yeah. And I don't know exactly how this acronym works. I don't know why there's an X in it, because it's not actually in the acronym itself, but for some reason it's there. But it stands for Acidic Vaginal Liquid Explosion Generated by Mass Amounts of Filthy Fecal Fisting and Sadistic Septic Syphilitic Sodomy Inside the Infected Maggot-Infested Womb of a Molested Nun Dying Under the Roof of a Burning Church While a Priest Watches and Ejaculates in Immense Perverse Pleasure Over His First Fresh Fetus.
Wow.
Too long.
It is long, but it's edgy as fuck.
Yes.
You're not going to out-edge that.
No.
Here's the name written out. You can see it here.
Wow. What was the first word in it? Acidic. That's not X.
Right. So I don't know how they actually work that, but maybe they just put an X there. So what are you going
to
do?
Apparently it's a South African death metal band. Yes. You actually listen to them?
Yeah, you can listen. I actually got them. Where do you want to listen to? There's 12 minutes and 14 seconds of them here.
I don't think we have to worry too much about them fucking copyright striking us, but
this has 1.9 million views.
Really? Okay, never mind. I thought it was more obscure.
They're actually a pretty popular band.
I'd go at least probably 3 or 4 minutes in. Because it's a metal band. This is a
minute marker.
Song. Three. Yeah, right there.
Here?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, here you go. There you go.
Yep, sounds like pretty much every other metal band I've heard.
Jesus.
Sounds they like have a thing.
Look at their logo, by the way.
Look at the name of this fucking EP.
Gore. Look at their logo. This is this thing up here is their band logo. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the name of this track.
Pneumono trimicroscopic conicilla volcanocosis from the EP Gore. Let's see
they're
what
just
else.
Just like really long fucking
dicks
words.
Out for Harambe from the EP Gore.
Cool.
I think they had a track listing down here. Yeah, this is 4 songs: Bonesaw, This Fucking Thing, Dicks Out for Harambe, and then the self-titled track of Gore. You want to hear a little bit of Gore? We can listen
to
some Gore.
Yeah, Gore.
Let's hear if that. I bet you that's kind of their ballad. You know, that's their softer song. Yeah.
All right, I can get with that.
Yeah,
that one sounded a little more listenable.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's fucking beautiful.
It's powerful
thing.
Stuff.
It's a beautiful thing.
So here's another edgy thing. Edgy poetry. Yeah. You know? The poetry of edge.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is the portion of the show where you take over the show with your old poetry.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to do that. I honestly thought about that. I was like, you know, maybe I'll break out some of my old poems, lay down some fucking poetics.
Yeah.
But then I thought, you know, why?
Why embarrass myself?
Why reflect on the old when we can embrace the new? The new. So I've written a new edgy poem.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It is entitled, and please don't, you know, you guys might be, you know, you might be inclined to rush to judgment about my poem based on the title. But, you know, it's called Paul and Scotty Must Die.
Okay. Now, Wait.
What? Wait, one.
Are you gonna? Is this just gonna be you threatening to kill us a bunch of times, CJ?
You know, I mean, that's one interpretation. That's one interpretation.
Let's hear the poem, TJ. It's your poem.
All right. And by the way, this is a debut of this poem, and this is probably the greatest poem ever written.
What an honor.
Yeah. So I mean, you guys should be.
I really do feel.
Yeah. I mean, like
right
you
now.
Should be honored that there's a poem about you. I mean, how many people get a poem written about them?
Not many.
That's true. I'll wait and be the judge of this, though.
Paul and Scotty must die. Another day, another show, and still I am beset by foes. The braying loon, the stupid goom. The time has come to meet their doom. Which one's dumber? Who can say? Doesn't matter. They die today. They talk too much and have their laughs. So I will saw them into halves. They must suffer for their sins, and on my wall I'll mount their skins. These fools who question my genius IQ will be boiled into a tasty stew. They thought they were cool when they laughed. They laughed! But they're not laughing in their acid bath.
Damn, dude.
So good to be rid of those tiresome cunts. Now I'll have some peace and quiet for once. But then their ghosts burst through the door. So I call a ghost exterminator. Ray and Egon, Winston and Peter, find them with an EK meter. Blast them with those proton packs and lock them in them sweet ghost traps. And now I'm safe from those motherfuckers. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Wow.
Damn, TJ.
Bravo. It's like a night before Christmas, but
better.
Instead of Saint Nick, it's our ghost
yeah,
busting
TJ's
in on you.
TJ's magnum opus for sure. This is the TJ, look, you've had a lot of great videos and all that shit, whatever. This is the fucking achievement of your career. You finally done something worthwhile.
I knew you'd like it. And there's an important message there, too. I'm going to kill you both.
Sweet.
Dude, yeah. in my mind, you know what played through my mind? I was like, what if I live in the fucking multiverse? Cheetah's like, and now I will. And just fucking murder us and shit.
Yeah, the fucking poem ends with me getting up with a shotgun. Die, cocksuckers!
They were like, oh shit, the poem is real! No!
It's real!
So there's some multiverse where like, we're dead now, Paul.
Yep.
TJ just went fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and just murders us.
Cool.
I'll put their skins on my wall! You know this guy?
Fat Elvis?
Not Fat Elvis.
Obese Elvis?
No, not obese Elvis.
Hefty Elvis?
Not hefty Elvis.
Healthy Elvis?
Not healthy Elvis.
Pudgy Elvis?
Not pudgy Elvis.
Overweight Elvis?
Not overweight Elvis.
Plus extreme Elvis.
That's right,
oh,
Paul.
Oh, it's extreme Elvis, huh?
That's right. Few musical acts can give G.G. Allin a run for his money. But extreme Elvis is an example of one that can. This mysterious performer who said every generation gets the Elvis it deserves was a tornado of shock that delivered 100% on the extreme in his name. Now, I wanted to show you guys some concert footage, but he was literally shut down by the FBI for infringing on Elvis's copyright. So I want you to think about it. There's tons of Elvis impersonators all over this country. You can get married by Elvis in Las Vegas. There's tons of shows of people doing Elvis covers. And there's Elvis impersonators that travel around. There's tons of Elvis impersonators in this country. Now, this is the only one that this copyright was selectively enforced against. So,
well, because all those other people are obviously doing a more flattering interpretation of Elvis. I mean, obviously there's some fat Elvises and shit, but I mean, Elvis did get fat in his life, so it's kind of accurate. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I don't think it was the fatness that they were objecting to.
No. I mean, obviously, in this case, you're saying extreme Elvis, so I'm assuming, you know.
So I can't. I also can't show you any concert footage because most of this time, this fat bastard would get completely naked on stage, whip out his extremely tiny penis. He would assault the audience both sexually and physically.
Okay.
He would piss on the stage. I can't find the video anymore, but I once saw a video of Extreme Elvis. Someone confronted him and was like, you're disgusting or whatever. And he punched. So Extreme Elvis punched the dude in the face, knocking him out instantly.
Oh my god.
And then over the dude's like limp body, he starts screaming in the still doing the Elvis voice.
Let's rock and roll, baby. And that's when you mess with rock and roll. You want to see rock and roll or not, motherfucker? I'm extreme Elvis, bitch.
Dude.
Wow.
That's fucking rock and roll, baby.
Let me say something.
Yeah.
When someone lives on the, like, truly on the edge like this, do you think it's wise to go up to extreme Elvis, who's, like, naked masturbating all while singing Elvis? I'm, how was he? Was he good at it?
No, here's the cool thing about this extreme Elvis. Here's the real, this to me is what really ties the whole thing together. He was actually pretty good. Like, I won't say that he didn't sound like spot on like Elvis or some shit, but
he was a good impersonator.
He was a reasonably good fucking Elvis impersonation. Like, he did justice to the songs and shit. He modernized them a little bit. He sounded reasonably close to fucking being Elvis. I can't even find his music out there anymore. I can't find any of his covers or anything. You can still find some shit of him, like, you know, when he's just, like, writhing around naked on stage. He basically encourages a crowd of people to just storm the stage. He's like, yeah, fuck these security guards. Just fucking, you know, punch them in their face and just get on the damn stage. And, you know, he just, there was no fucking limit to what he would do, basically.
I mean, he's basically at that point inciting a fucking riot, dude. He's like, rush the stage, fuck it.
I mean, he just didn't give a shit. Sometimes he would get booked at places that didn't really understand what kind of act he was and shit. And I'm serious, like,
I can imagine, like, it's like, you know, like the fucking 50th, you know, high school reunion kind of thing. Like, we're gonna have Elvis.
Well, like, he would get booked at like county fairs, and then he'd go on the county fair stage, and people are like, "You're extreme Elvis. Let's see what that's about." And then the next thing you know, there's a big fat naked dude on the stage, like, "Oh, I'm fucking Elvis, baby," you know. And they're like, people are shocked and horrified and like covering their children's eyes and shit, you know.
That's awesome.
Fuck, dude.
I'm sure he got arrested a lot.
Oh yeah, probably.
Of course.
And you know, he was he did the extreme Elvis thing for about 2 years before he was finally shut down by the Presley estate. But man, and there's a big mystery as to like who this guy was, what became of him, what's he doing now? Is he still out there doing anything? I think that he did like kind of like a surprise show back in 2011. He popped back up for a second and did like a little stage show. But for the most part, for the last, you know, 20 years or so, like 18 years since he got shut down, he really hasn't manifested. It's never like his real name has never come out.
He probably just got fucking, they probably just sued this guy into fucking oblivion. Like, we're even like his no, like, I don't give a shit. They're probably just like, look, we're going to fucking destroy your life. You're not going to be able to even fucking perform and do this anymore. You know, and you're just, and obviously you said the FBI cracked on him too. So he's also probably facing jail time and shit. Like, if you keep doing this, you're going to go to fucking prison.
So here's what happens if you go to his website now. Let me just show you that.
But isn't it kind of crazy though? Because like, if you're a guy like this wouldn't give a shit, he's like, nope, I'll fucking be Extreme Elvis even in jail.
Yeah, this site, Extreme Elvis, has been permanently shut down by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So ICE, basically.
Yeah.
Individuals involved in the operation and use of the Extreme Elvis Network are under investigation for criminal copyright infringement. Here they post the little law here. I don't know if there's anything else down here. It is unlawful to reproduce or distribute copyrighted materials such as movies, music, software, or games without authorization, even when done for free over the internet. Individuals who willfully distribute or download copyrighted material risk criminal prosecution under 18 U.S.C. 2319. First-time offenders convicted of criminal felony copyright laws will face up to 5 years in federal prison, restitution, forfeiture, and a fine. So basically, they used the threat of enforcing this copyright law against him to scare him into shutting down, and it seems to have been effective.
Yeah, there was some fucking movie site back then when streaming was just becoming a thing. It was like, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, they had a similar notice. It was like, because they were just sharing like Hollywood movies, like literally like the day after they came out. Obviously, they were mostly just cams.
Right, but this is not, he's not sharing copyrighted shit. He's a cover band. I mean, there's plenty of cover bands out there, and especially
what?
Of Elvis.
But the thing is like, I obviously, just because what he did was like shitting on the Elvis name, or at least that's what they felt, like they only got the FBI to go come in and tell this guy, like, look, you're going to go to fucking prison if you don't fucking stop being Extreme Elvis. And he's like, yeah, I ain't fucking with that. I'm done. And obviously they seized all his shit, so they probably just told him, like, you can't even perform this shit. We're not even going to let you do it. I guess the moral of this is just don't fuck with Elvis, huh? I mean, he's dead, but...
Well, I mean, I don't even think that's the moral, because a lot of these fucking Elvis impersonators are also comedians, so they do, like, a funny take on Elvis. Like, they get away with it. I guess the idea behind this is don't make Elvis do dirty, naughty, nasty things, because he wasn't like that.
He was kind of known for that, though. A lot of people thought Elvis was kind of, like, edgy. You know what I mean? Like, at the time, Elvis was considered edgy.
Well, the way he danced and shit, the way he gyrated his pelvis, you know, got everybody
very
all...
sexual.
But he never took a dump on stage. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe pulled out his wee-wee. And
you don't know what
people.
Elvis did.
I wasn't there, Paul. I mean, maybe Elvis was doing that shit, and this guy is actually the only faithful and true representation of Elvis, and he's being shut down unlawfully and unfairly.
Quite tragic, though. Where the dead go to die.
It's like a Hellraiser ripoff or something.
Where the dead go to die, Scotty.
Man, this is some edge.
This is about as edgy as you can get. Now, this movie, and it is a movie.
Oh, it's a movie? Okay.
Has gotten quite a reputation, with many calling it the worst animated movie ever made. I feel like they obviously
have never...
That's
a tall order.
They've never seen The Misty Green Sky, if that's the case.
Or Food Fight.
The trailer is highly questionable if we can get away with it, but it's been on YouTube for 9 years, so I guess I'm just going to go ahead and assume we're safe. So let's take a look at the trailer for Where the Dead Go to Die. When I say it's questionable, I mean, like, it's outright fucking insane. So,
all right, well, that's it.
We'll see it, though. But it's been on YouTube for 9 years, so fuck you if you're going to censor us for it, but not this.
I killed myself the other day.
This just radiates edge.
Say what?
I killed myself the other day.
I'm dead.
Oh,
now I'm dead. And I live in this fucking shitty reality.
Now, Sophie, I don't need that.
Somebody hanging in the background.
Sound that you-
it's like... something clamped to her face or something? I don't know.
That's just going to be another 15 minutes and you get to be tied up.
I killed myself and I buried my body underneath the floorboards. Kid, you don't cry. I'm just tears away. What if I told you I found out that there was a gland back of your brain pulls all of your memories, and when you die, it expels the liquid.
You can't let me and your father have a moment to ourselves, can you?
It's like a Fallout character.
I'll tell you a little bit about the origin story of this a little bit in a minute here.
Most selfish little boy on the planet!
This is totally incoherent.
They come out of the wall. Tell me to find more liquid memories.
I'm afraid of you. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid.
Sometimes light pierce through. It never stays long. I try to befriend it while it's here, but it never accepts me.
What is this?
It goes
dude?
On and on.
It's just nonsense.
It's just nonsensical nonstop.
It's so itchy.
I want to see it.
I'm going to destroy your soul.
We gotta do this one.
I'm going to rip you apart. I live in the shadows of an infinite abyss of darkness.
I mean, it feels like it's going for this fucking Silent Hill, like, crazy, surreal horror vibe, and it's just, like, failing so miserably. It's comedic. It's something that's made in obviously the sense that it's supposed to be scary and out there, and it's just, honestly, just... It's the antithesis.
I mean, it was working on me.
Here, let's see.
Oh, works. You're scared?
It's
yep.
Beautiful, isn't
it's beautiful.
It?
Take my dead baby, weird sky portal.
It doesn't even respond.
It really feels more like a video game than a movie.
Well, it's not. It's a movie.
He's watching me.
He's watching you.
Whoa.
He's
watching. watching you. And he loves you.
So they're killing people so these things can have memories?
He's watching you. And he loves you. He's watching you.
Say the same line.
Where the dead go to die.
The whole thing in that fucking trailer was just like they would say a line over and over again, be creepy, like, he's watching you.
It's creepy. Well, you're creeped out.
I'm never going to sleep again. Thank you.
The demons! Ooh, the tasty demons are crawling in my butthole! Ah!
You like this movie, TJ.
It's a masterpiece. I mean, how could you deny it? How could you fucking deny it, Scotty?
It's...
So, Where the Dead Go to Die is a 2012 American adult animated anthology horror film written, directed, composed, edited, and animated by James Jimmy Screamer Claus Creamer.
What? Say the name one more time, please.
All right, his actual name, I guess, is James Creamer, but he goes by Jimmy Screamer Claus. After high school, Jimmy Screamer Claus began working and teaching himself basic animation, filmmaking, and electronic music. He stated that he was fascinated with horror films but had no formal training in animation and instead learned by using the 3D graphics program Maya and watching tutorials on YouTube. Where the Dead Go to Die was panned by many viewers and internet animation critics, criticizing its three stories, animation, characters, voice acting, writing, and use of music. It was, however, reviewed well in many horror publications such as RumOrg, DVD Talk, and Horror News. But yeah, you can find quite a few brutally negative reviews of this movie.
I mean, I
from
guess you can
animation critics on YouTube.
Well, yeah, I mean, for obvious reasons,
there's a YouTube animation critic called the Mysterious Mr. Enter, who has about I think 280,000 subs. He actually talked about this movie but refused to review it because he said it was too disturbing and he said it adds nothing positive to the human race and that it probably shouldn't exist and therefore he's not going to ever review it or give it any more attention because he doesn't want it to even be a thing.
So basically he's been asked endlessly to review it and that's his response. It's like, I'm not doing it.
It's too fucking...
He doesn't want it to spread into the minds of the populace.
He's like, yeah, it's just too fucking disgusting and it's awful. And
I will say a credit to the guy. I mean, he worked on something. I mean, he completed it.
I mean, obviously, here's a guy that made a... I mean, like, you gotta admire the audacity of a dude who literally made a movie pretty much by himself. That he doesn't care that it's been panned. He doesn't care that no one likes it. He's just like, fuck you. I like it. It's my fucking expression. And, you know, I'm willing to, you know, it's just like he's that's true Edge right there.
It's like, well, it's like a little, I guess, you know.
That's what Edge is about.
We watched The Misty Green Sky. Like, it's pretty apparent that no one's really seen that. This one, I'm obviously, if people are asking for it to be reviewed, some people have actually, it's kind of in the zeitgeist a little bit at least. It's not nothing huge,
oh, yeah.
But I mean, it's still something.
You can find some negative reviews here and there on YouTube and shit.
We should lock ourselves in a room and watch this on loop until we all see who the last one to go completely insane is. That would be a great show.
Yeah, just watch this. Like the Where the Dead Go to Die insanity marathon.
Yep. And watch it would be an edgy show, too.
Watch it over and over on a loop until all three of us have gone completely batshit insane.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Maybe that's when we get mounted to TJ's wall.
So, hey, you know, this is another one of those ones where I feel like we could pretty much just do this as an ongoing kind of structure thing. So if you guys know of some edgy shit out there that deserves to be talked about, go ahead and send it our way.
I demand that on part two we cover TJ Kirk.
You've already covered me multiple times.
Nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
You can't talk about Edge and not have TJ Kirk in the sentence.
We need TJ. Look, you don't think dominate the video, but
you had a TJ Kirk original poem right here in this episode.
Well,
we had that.
We didn't examine TJ Kirk in this episode, though.
A lot of meat left on that bone, too, TJ. A
lot of meat.
Whether you want to believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do believe.
I believe. I do declare. But that's pretty much all I got. So, see you next time. And
fuck out of here.
We'll see about doing another one of these.
Shoo.
I also like the unintentional creepiness thing, so send us that, too.
You're creepy, TJ.
Bye.